time for another mini movie review. Guys, I'm going to see The Meg. I'm outside the theater in my car getting ready to go in and see The Meg. I'm excited. It's a big shark movie. I mean, that's what I'm basically excited about. I mean, I love shark movies. I recently did a review on Deep Blue Sea 2. I like a lot of shark movies. This one's just going to be an absurdly big shark taking people out, and it's super big. So, I mean, I figure I'll just go in there and suspend all disbelief and just have a good time. So it's going to be fun. I've heard a lot of hubbub and a lot of talk and a lot of seeing and hearing about The Meg, a lot of excitement. I'm excited. Here's a little bit about The Meg, according to Wikipedia. The Meg is a 2018 science fiction thriller film directed by John Turteltaub. I think I pronounced that right. It's loosely based on a book from 1997 called Meg, a Novel of Deep Terror by Steve Alton. This film has a lot of stars in it, big star cast. You have Jason Statham, Lee Bingbing, Rainn Wilson, Ruby Rose, Winston Chow, and Cliff Curtis. It's basically just another group of scientists who encounter a 75-foot-long shark, a megalodon, which is a real shark. Yes, it is an extinct species of shark. That's what I thought. So this shark lived 23 to 2.6 million years ago. So I'm guessing it comes back for some reason. I'm going to guess it's something where there's been multiple times where the ocean's so deep that sometimes these animals that we think are gone come back, like the frilled shark. That thing was terrifying. Maybe that's what they're going to say with this one, that this thing's been hiding. So according to this, though, it's like a group of scientists. They're on a rescue mission at the floor of the Pacific Ocean, and this huge shark comes up. So yeah, you're at the floor. So that's where things hide. That's why I don't go in the ocean. Everything wants to kill you. The cover for this the theatrical poster is really fun. It's just, I've seen multiple posters. It's just a huge mouth. You know, they're basically just trying to compare the size. I've seen one where, like, Jaws, the Jaws shark was trying to get someone, and then behind it was the megalodon. Like, it's just like, they're just like, guys, this shark is so big. So that's what we're basically going in with this one. So it'll be pretty fun. It was produced by Warner Brothers Pictures, Gravity's Pictures, Flagship Entertainment, Appels Entertainment, D. Bonaventure Pictures, and Mayday Productions. Produced by a lot. It's distributed by Warner Brothers. It was released August 10th to United States in China. So August 10th, 2018. It runs 113 minutes. I'm recording this ahead of time here. This is a couple days out. This is within a week that the movie has come out that I'm seeing it. And the budget was 130 to approximately somewhere between that and 178 million. So far in the box office, it's already at 151.5 million, according to Wikipedia. So it's definitely going to make, it's going to make a profit eventually. I mean, it's kind of in between right now, but this has been like, you know, within a week that it's come out. Disney originally purchased the film rights to the book in the 90s, but they had some issues with development and the rights landed at Warner Brothers. They had most of the cast joined up by September 2016. And filming began in October of 2016 in New Zealand and ended in China in January 2017. It's interesting that, like, you'd finish a movie in 2017 and then you have to wait, like, 16 months to see it. And it's just all this HUD. Like, that's gotta be kind of exciting. Apparently, some people also say it looks like a B-movie. I don't really care. I'm sure I'm gonna have a good time somewhat. We'll see. So yeah, I'm gonna go see The Meg from 2018 and I'll be back and let you know what I think. Okay, and I'm back. There's definitely going to be some spoilers in this description. In fact, I'm probably going to get pretty into it. So if, you know, by the time this comes out, it will have been out for about a month. So, I mean, if you haven't seen it yet and you're not wanting to be spoiled, just warning you now, it's going to be spoiled. I mean, it's pretty much kind of what I thought it was going to be. I mean, like I said, it was a big dumb shark movie. It had some good things, had some bad things. The plot was okay. So I'll just start from the beginning here. So it starts out. Jason Statham, who for me didn't really fit into this movie. I think he was trying and he was pretty much there for, you know, to look pretty and, you know, be brave and do the action shots and stuff. And that's fine. He just didn't seem to really fit into the whole, I'm this shark or I'm this water rescue guy. Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem to fit. If anything, all the other supporting characters kind of carried more of the movie than he did for me. I mean, my favorite characters was Su Yin, who was played by Li Bingbing. And then she also had a little daughter named Mai Ling, who I thought both of them were pretty good. They both were kind of fun and cute and smart. Su Yin was definitely, like, kind of a badass. But, like, I mean, she still had to be saved a little bit. But, I mean, she still would try and really throw herself in there. Didn't always seem like she was super, like, that she loved her daughter. But sometimes it seemed like she forgot she had a daughter. And, of course, they had the precocious little girl, Mai Ling. She was cute. She had some fun, you know, one-liners and kind of a cool toys. And she had some really awesome light-up shoes that I thought were kind of cool. But before that, it starts out 5 years earlier. And it's Jason Statham's character, and he's with some people, and they have to go rescue, a bunch of people at the bottom of the submarine. And some crap goes down, and he sees that something's trying to break into the submarine. And he bails and only gets, like, 11 people out and leaves everyone else before it explodes because something has been trying to attack it and it hits, like, I don't know, some sort of tank or something in the submarine that makes it explode. So then for, like, 5 years, he doesn't want anything to do with the ocean or anything like that. The one guy who was on there with him, this doctor, Dr. Heller or something like that, he thinks he's crazy and no such thing as a megalodon because that's what he thinks he sees, I think. It's weird that Jason Statham knows so much about this prehistoric shark. It's kind of weird. So he gets all these people out and, you know, like, he takes off. So then it cuts to 5 years later and you're on this, you know, like, kind of like oil bunk. It looks like it's just like a floating sea ward, but it looks more like the oil rig off of Armageddon. And they're in the middle of the ocean and they run this facility where they've been working on breaking through this barrier that's below the surface of the sea. And they want to get down even further past this cloud of hydrogen sulfide that's creating, like, this thermal barrier. And so they break the trench. And that's pretty cool. I was like, that's fun, you know. And they're checking out all of at least some are new animals. Some are just regular. It's a little CGI'd. A lot of their CGI in here looks kind of ethereal. It has kind of, like, a sheen over it, which is kind of annoying. But, I mean, it's pretty. It's fine. And while they're down there, these three people in this little sub, which I did like the little, the subs and the things that they used to explore. They had a couple different kinds. I thought those were really neat. The main one that they were in had, like, this screen that was all see-through in the front, which there is no way I would get in that. It's so small. It just makes me too nervous. I can't do it. And so they're down there. And those three people in that sub I thought were great. They end up getting stranded down there because when they get down there, something is attacking them. And all their, like, life support things go off. And they realize they have, like, 18 hours left until they suffocate. They're like, okay, we got to get someone who can help. And the doctor on the ship is the same doctor that knew Jason Statham's character, who I believe is named Jonas. So they go and get him because apparently the woman in the little explorer that's down stuck in the bottom of this trench is his ex-wife. And I'm like, of course it is. So now he has even more reason to come. He doesn't know the doctor guy is there who thought he was crazy. And the thing I didn't get is, like, they said that since then in 5 years, he's just been, like, hanging out on this beach in Thailand or hanging out and just living above this bar in Thailand and drinking all the time and doing drugs or something. But he looks perfect. Like, they said he was in perfect health when he gets back. They give him an exam. If he was drinking all these beers, like, he has, like, an amazing six-pack that they show later. And I'm like, apparently he's been doing more than just hanging out being a bum. So I'm like, I don't know why they all act like. I mean, he was in great shape, so I'm like, all right. So they go back to the floating facility. All in, like, a couple of hours, they get on a helicopter and head out there. Luckily, some things change, and they can kind of, like, they have a little extra time. I don't know, things get pretty dire in there. They end up getting him out. Su Yin helps him in a way. She heads down there, but then he goes to get down there to help her, but he's going too fast because he's trying to catch up, and even though his nose starts to bleed and they worry about him having, like, the bends or something, when he comes back up later, he's fine and there's nothing where he has to relax or anything. So that was kind of weird, too, where I was like, all right. There's also a giant squid down there that was fine. You don't really see the shark yet. It's more like something's down there pushing the little submarines around or the little explorer vehicles. So they get all back up there. They figure all this stuff out. The guy who is funding the research facility is played by Rainn Wilson. His character I didn't quite get. He starts out being this, like, fun-loving, crazy guy with all this money, but then he keeps going back and forth to being angry and then lying, but then being sad. And I couldn't quite pinpoint him. Now, the movie itself does have some fun attacks, and it has a lot of good tension. I will give it that. It was, you know, had some good tension. But yeah, Rainn Wilson kind of is running the facility. They get everyone back except for this one guy, Toshi. He ends up giving up his life to save everyone else. So they get back to the top. The little girl, Mei Ling, is, like, playing after they get all back up there. Jonas's ex-wife got stabbed, so she's recovering up on the place is called the Mana One. She's recovering on the Mana One. And while they're hanging out, whatever, no one's watching the kids. So the kid's playing with her toy, and Mei Ling, she's, like, 8, and she's running around in some really cool, like, underwater, tunnels, and, I mean, it seemed like it'd be kind of a fun place to grow up. I mean, at least you'd be comfortable with the ocean and all that, but it's kind of fun. And she comes across, like, this pathway, and it's from the trailer, which I kind of wish they would have left this out. The Megalodon shark swims up and is, like, staring at her, which I don't know if they can really slow down like that. But he just, it's kind of cute. I thought it was kind of fun. I'm like, aw. And then he, like, bites the glass and cracks it. Not enough to break it, but enough to, like, put a good dent in it. And they realize that somehow when they left the second time, or left to save the little ship that was down there or whatever, they left this opening in, like, the thermal pocket, and the shark was able to get through without lowering in temperature or something like that. So they're like, oh crap, this thing is out. We need to go get it. I mean, they mourn Toshi a little bit, but they're like, okay, we gotta do this for Toshi. We gotta go get this thing before it starts taking out other people. So they gather up everyone who's still around. And like I said, the supporting cast were pretty good. There's some good fun one-liners, and they definitely carried the movie more. Ruby Rose didn't have a whole lot to do. I mean, she had some good exposition. She's kind of like the person that created a lot of the stuff, like the Shark Tank and things. And then, like, Cliff Curtis, he was pretty good in it. The guy who played Su Yin's father, he was fine. You know, they all had their own moments. There was a guy called The Wall that was down in there with Toshi and the ex-wife or whatever. He was cool. Like, there were some fun parts. Like, they were definitely all collectively, like, better than Jason Statham. But he was fine. They end up putting a tracker on the shark through a shark tank. And there's some really fun scenes of, like, the shark grabbing the tank, and it's just really big. And part of me was like, okay, it's big, but it made it seem like in the poster that it was bigger than that. And I was like, all right. And so it went on, you know, and they end up catching the shark. They were to give it some poison. There's, like, a part where there's some parts where it's, like, really unbelievable that certain things would happen. But again, it's a giant shark movie. You just go with it. So they catch the shark and they're holding it up and it's all dead, and they got it teetering on the side off of, like, their boat kind of a little bit on the deck. And people keep getting knocked off of boats. No one's hanging on anytime anything leaves. And so the wall, the guy that's nicknamed the wall, he, like, falls out, and basically there's another shark. That's, like, the big thing where I was like, okay, thank you. I was like, I thought there'd be something bigger. I was like, this shark is big, but I feel like it was going to be bigger than that. And there's another shark, and this shark comes up and grabs the boat and takes out the other shark and just, like, demolishes the boat. So they're like, oh my gosh, this shark, there's a huge shark. And it was a little predictable, the way they were shooting it. I was like, okay, this must be, like, the baby shark, and here comes the big one. So this shark, I mean, I think the sharks were done pretty well. I mean, they're CGI, but they, especially the giant megalodon, I thought was really cool looking. I liked the way that they really moved the jaws and, like, made it undulate, and it was kind of, like, it was, I thought it was neat. The other creatures, everything else looked fine. I mean, there's a lot of other smaller great white sharks and hammerheads and things like that in the movie. Seems to be a lot of them that just come out of nowhere, which apparently, I guess it's like they're afraid of the Meg or something sometimes. So they lose a couple more people with that, including Su Yin's father. They get back to the facility. They tell the little girl that her grandfather died. It's sad and all that stuff. And then they realize, if there's this bigger shark, this is going to be a problem. We have to, it's heading, we have a, we, I believe they got a tracker on it. Somehow they get a tracker on it. It's heading towards this beach. Another fun thing you find out later is, if you like the song Mickey by Tony Basil, like I do, you get to hear the Thai version of that twice. And I was like, ooh, that's fun. So I was like, oh, look, it's in Thai. And so that's fun. But it's heading toward this beach, and you're like, okay, this is it. This is going to be the scene where it's, like, taking out people. And there's some fun scenes. There's really no blood in this movie or anything too graphic. There's, like, one arm floating around at one point. It's a lot of just fast chomps and tension and bites. And, I mean, it's still more of, like, it's a shock. There's a lot of good shocks and stuff, but it's nothing, like, gory or anything. Which there were a couple kids in the movie theater, too, and, I mean, they were fine. I don't think it was that big a deal. There's really not that many, like, swear words or anything. So if you want to take your kid that's 8 to 12 and they're cool with sharks, I mean, it's fine. So they go to this beach, and it grabs a hold of, like, these docks that are in the water, and there's so many people out there. I mean, it's got some good, it's fun, you know, a couple good things. There's a little dog named Pippin. You think it died, which really it probably should have, but it didn't. And it was like this little Yorkie, and you're like, all right, whatever. It seemed like it wanted to get away from its mom pretty bad, but I guess it figured not getting eaten by a shark was worse enough. I might as well just go back and be on the boat. This is where it gets, you know, it's kind of crazy. They're trying to lure the shark away with the sound of, like, this dying whale. In between this, you also find out that Rainn Wilson told everybody that he had let, like, a bunch of governments know from, like, China and Thailand that there's this giant shark and that there's, like, a boat coming to evacuate them in the morning. Well, that was a lie, which I kind of figured that. He ends up getting on a helicopter that night, which I'm like, why isn't he waiting for this evacuation boat? And he tries to go take care of it himself. He realizes he has them, like, bomb it from above with some of his people. It ends up being a whale. He ends up getting taken out by the Meg. They find out that happened. They're like, oh, crap, well, the ship is still coming, even though he didn't tell anyone else because he wanted to try to kill the shark without having a liability. I don't know who brought the ship over there, but I guess they just took it over because they decided to use that ship to go. I don't know where that guy or girl went who brought the ship, but they took over the ship and they were going to find a way to, I guess, explode it or something. I don't know. It ends up being like this huge fight. Soo-young and Jonas are down there in their little ships separately, and they're kind of just teasing the shark and pushing it around, and there's a lot of things about sharks being attracted to light, and I mean, I think they are a little bit, but, like, I don't know, they really made it seem like it was almost like a T-Rex or something, or, like, the movement. Like, I could see, like, the vibrations and stuff, but, or, like, electromagnetic kind of things, but I don't know. They really just really were dependent on lights here in the water. Statham takes his, he decides to do, like, this. He realizes what's going to happen is not going to work. The news helicopters are flying around. They're so mesmerized by the shark that they crash. One of them lands on the boat and renders it, like, unable to help them. So they're all in the water. He ends up taking the ship, which I thought it was fine what he does here. I don't know, the way they killed it, at least they didn't blow it up. So I'm like, that's fine, because usually that's the ending for a lot of shark movies. He kind of teases the shark, goes heads for it, face first, flips his little ship and cuts the belly of the shark. Not enough to, like, cut it open all the way, but it's a pretty good gash. And it makes the shark bleed pretty good. And then he kind of turns around and flies off, and the shark is really mad apparently now. And so he grabs it and he ends up busting open the ship. And in this, Statham puts on a oxygen tank and grabs, like, a giant harpoon. Somehow grabs onto this shark, puts it in his eyeball, which they show pretty well. But, I mean, he's able to, like, come up out of the water and, like, push it down into the eye. And I'm like, I don't know how hard it would be, but it seems like it would be pretty hard. So then it floats, starts to float down to the bottom, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, all these hammerheads and great whites come and start eating the megalodon. I was like, he needs to get out of there. And right as I was thinking that, this hammerhead comes out and is heading towards him, but then Soo-young comes and kind of pushes it out of the way, and he grabs onto her ship really close to the propeller and heads back up, and everything's fine, everyone's happy. At first, they kind of tease, like, there was something else, but there isn't. So, I mean, I don't see it really setting up a sequel. I've heard that it kind of did, but I don't really see it. They kept trying to push Jason Statham's character to get with Soo-young too, which I thought was kind of weird. I mean, they were kind of cute and flirty, but it's like, even his ex-wife was like, oh yeah, you should date with her. Like, I don't even think, she was in a relationship that wasn't working out, but I don't even know if they were, like, divorced or anything or whatever, but it's like her father just died and she's kind of busy right now. Like, it's, I don't know, it just seemed like they were really pushing it. Like, even the daughter was like, ooh, you should date my mom. And it's like, okay. So that seemed a bit forced. All in all, I mean, if you like big shark movies, go check it out. It was fun to see it in the theater. You know, if you had a chance to see it there, cool. I really liked the way the sharks looked. It was a good, fun shark thing. It was real dark. A lot of dark, like, they don't come up the surface a lot. So if I had to rate it out of, I'm going to pick Chum Buckets. If I had to rate it out of Chum Buckets, I would probably give it, I'm going to say, like, a 5.5 out of 10. I found myself a little bored. But, I mean, it was still pretty fun, and I liked the way that everything looked, for the most part, and it was fine. So, again, for The Meg from 2018, 5.5 Chum Buckets out of 10. Thank you for listening.